Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HometitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show this Friday, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. So this is Bill Gates saying that out in Arizona that we'll have 400,000 votes counted by next Tuesday. Listen.
When do you anticipate the votes will be counted in total, those 400,000 plus votes?
Well, we have we will be going into next week. There's some onesie twosies, again, pursuant to Arizona law. But I think that we'll see the lion's share here wrap up by early next week.
Early next week. Can you give me a day? Are we talking Monday? Or we
maybe as long as you won't hold me to it. But I think that's what we're looking at this point.
Maybe Tuesday, possibly Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. We just don't know. And everybody is just sitting here thinking, how is this even possible? How do people end up with faith and confidence, in the system when 47 other states are able to give their election tallies, the day of or the next day after election day? This has got to stop. It is so unfair. And you know what? It undermines all integrity in the system, and people then end up with a lack of confidence in the results on either side. And then you get called an election denier. Okay. Well, who would ever put up with this insane system? Nobody that has, you know, a reasonable mind. Anyway, Kari Lake is back with us, the Republican gubernatorial candidate going up against Katie Hobbs, who's in charge of this election debacle out there in Arizona, because she wouldn't recuse herself, which obviously she should have because of a clear conflict of interest. So, Kari, here we are, and this is where what I want to ask you is, yesterday we were at a point, 650,000 votes remaining, and we expected somewhere around 400,000 of those to be day of drop-off votes. In the case of Blake Masters, you were doing a little better. He was getting 68% of those day off drop off ballots. If that pattern would hold, he would then be elected senator. Now I don't know what to think. What are the new numbers today? Are we back up to a million or what?
Well, I just got some information from my team, and they say there are approximately 548,000 statewide votes to count. The majority of these are those folks who walked in and handed their filled out ballots to the folks at the polling places. So they were the mail-in ballots that they hand-delivered because they don't trust the system. And we think we're going to do well. Blake needs 60.5% of those votes to go his way, and I need 52.5% of those ballots to go my way in order to win. And so I think I'm going to win, and I think Blake has a pretty good shot. You know, the sad thing is the way they count votes in this state, it ends up where the Democrat votes are counted first and the Republican votes are counted last. They count all the early mail-in ballots. You know, we've been collecting mail-in ballots for a month in Arizona. And all of those are counted first and tallied up. The very last ones they count are the people who hand-deliver their ballot on Election Day. So by voting on Election Day, you're almost punished because those are the very last ballots they count. And we need to change the system. The system is a circus. Our elections are run like a circus. We've got clowns running the show, and we need to change it. And when I'm elected, and I am going to be the next governor, I'm 100% sure of that, on day one, we're going to call a special session, and we're going to get to work to reform our elections so that the good people of this state know results on election night.
It is, as I've been pointing out repeatedly here, it's inexplicable at this point. How, you know, yesterday we're at 650,000 votes. So that, did they count 100,000 votes last night or what?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You don't know. So these numbers come out of thin air. I know there were a number of drops. How did they come in? And do we know where they came from, or is it just a guessing game?
It's kind of a guessing. Well, my team would know, but let me look. I'm literally getting text messages from my team. I'm trying to kind of sort through and see which ones I should read to you. If you want me to read them all, I will.
Read them all.
It says the 4,600 from drawer three. I don't know if your audience knows what drawer three is.
Drawer three. Let me explain to people. On the day of, on election day, when the tabulators weren't working, people were given options. Option A was to go to another polling place where the tabulator apparently was supposed to work. 20% of tabulators at the on election day, we were told, were not working. And or drawer three was, or you can fill out your ballot, put it in this box, this drawer right here, and it'll be counted after the election. So I think you said there are 17,000 votes in that
yep,
batch.
17,000. So this is what the update I'm getting from my team. The 4,600 from drawer three tabulated last night now go to adjudication. If one single ballot in that batch needs adjudication, they hold the entire batch back, and then they add the vote counts after the adjudication is complete. We expect the results from that 4,600 drop tonight. Those should go heavily our way, Sean. On the approximately 12,000 others from drawer three, they are tabulating them right now, and then they go to adjudication, and we will not be getting those 12,000 tonight. After all of drawer three tabulated, then they will begin tabulating the Holy Grail, what we've been waiting for, the election day drop-offs. They're called late earlies. Then those batches will go to adjudication. So I do not believe we are seeing any of those ballot dropping tonight. Those are the ones that are going to go hardcore for me and Blake. Those are the people who have distrust in our elections. Those are the people who've been following every nuance and every bit of details that stem from the November 3rd, 2020 election. Those are the people that have been called and labeled election deniers for 2 years. And those are going to go our way.
So let's just put ourselves in the mind of a Democrat. You're looking at the vote count right now, and your candidate is up. In the case of Mark Kelly, he's up by, whatever points he's up. In your case, it's almost a dead heat race with Katie Hobbs, but she's maybe up a point, point and a half, 2 points, whatever it happens to be at this moment. And imagine you're a Democrat, and now we have 548,000 votes, the vast majority of day of drop-offs. And let's assume that the percentages remain the same, and let's assume the percentages of draw three are going to be go heavily your way and Blake Masters' way. And then all of a sudden, these votes are going to be counted, and things are going to flip dramatically. And if you're a Democrat, are they going to be screaming, this is unfair, this is unjust, this is not accurate, this can't be true, we've been leading the whole way, now in this final moment, you're giving in to Republican pressure, I don't trust the system, is that what's next? Are we going to have a bunch of Stacey Abrams running around?
You know, we could. I mean, and this is the problem, Sean, with the way we've been doing our elections. And shame on our elected officials and so-called leaders who put their head in the sand after 2020 and kept repeating the mantra, it was a perfect election, when it wasn't. I've been sounding the alarm since then at risk of people yelling at me and calling me names. We needed to make serious changes to our election, and they didn't. And so we're still, every election we've got, one group or another saying, what's going on? And both sides are right. We do need to reform our elections, and we will reform our elections. I think this is the final straw. People won't take another election run this way. But, you know, we'll see what happens if they can't start counting. I will tell you this. Last night we knew the bunch that was coming out was still heavy Democrat votes because we know where they're coming from. And I will tell you this. Katie Hobbs, my opponent, should have done a whole lot better. She gained votes, but she should have gained more votes. So even when the drops are supposed to go their way, they're not going big enough their way. And they're running out of ballots to count that are going to go their way. And they're holding these votes that are going to be the red Republican hardcore MAGA crowd. Those votes have not been touched yet. And we're waiting for those.
You know, I mean, this is why I'm saying it's unfair to everybody. All right, quick break. We'll have more with Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program as we continue. We'll get to your calls straight ahead on this Friday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear. And it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
All right, we continue with Carrie Lake, and she is the Republican gubernatorial candidate out in Arizona. And yes, we have another election mess out in the state of Arizona, just like the state of Nevada, just like the state of Alaska. None of it surprising, but it is a national embarrassment and disgrace. I'll be honest, I'll put myself in Democrat shoes if I was out there, and we have these day of dropped off votes that fits the profile dramatically of a conservative Republican voter that does not want to risk their vote not being counted by putting it in the mail, but they felt compelled enough to actually, they know they want their vote counted, so they decided to drive it in and put it in the box themselves so they know that it's going to be counted. Those day of votes will go heavily. They have been going heavily for both you and Blake Masters. Now, if I'm a Democrat and you have a lead into, you know, for an entire week, and then all of a sudden, those votes that we're talking about start getting counted, and then your lead starts to evaporate to the point where you're now behind by X number of votes. If I was a Democrat, I'd say this is total, complete BS. I wouldn't want to believe it. I would think there's something nefarious going on. You can't prove it.
Especially when the media has been covering these stories. Oh, wow, they're ahead. They're not really ahead. They're not really ahead. They just haven't, the vote hasn't been counted. And so they might be believing what the media is saying, which is, wow, look how great that, you know, Trump's people didn't do good. Trump's picks, whatever they're pushing, whatever that narrative is, it's a false narrative. The narrative should be, the honest narrative, the honest story should be, they're taking a long time to count the votes, and we don't know who the winner is. It shouldn't be.
You know, it's really amazing to me, Carrie, because, and I go back to Marco Rubio. I've been quoting him a lot because they counted 7.5 million votes and they did it in under 5 hours in the state of Florida. And if Florida can do 7.5 million votes in under 5 hours, and you're going to take days upon days upon days to do 400,000, then 400 becomes 650,000. And now we're down to 548,000, but we don't know if a full 100,000 was counted yesterday. I mean, it is, it's just so unfair to you. It is unfair to Blake. It is it's unfair to every Democrat. I have no sympathy for Katie Hobbs. She's running this system. She's in charge of this system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, ever since January of 2021, I've been calling for every state to adopt, you know, election integrity measures, which are signature verification, voter ID, chain of custody control. In other words, that once a ballot arrives, it is on camera the entire time and the public would have access to watching it, updated voter rolls and partisan observers watching the vote counting from start to finish. I mean, I don't think any of that is unfair. I don't think it's burdensome. I don't think it's, you know, it brings integrity into the system. Now, I would even take it a step further if I had it my way. And I said this to you on TV last night. I would have a national holiday. It's called Voting Day. And unless you're infirmed or elderly and you can't get to a ballot and get to a precinct, or you're going to be out of town, you can request an absentee ballot. All of the voting would be paper ballots day of. Partisan observers watch all of the voting and they watch all of the vote count. And guess what? By the end of the night, we're going to know who won. If it's close, count it again. If you want to count it five times, count it five times. I don't care. But the reality is we'll know that night. This nightmare scenario, which is unfolding here in Nevada and Alaska, can't continue to happen.
No, it's not rocket science. It's pretty basic stuff. We've been voting for centuries. It's pretty basic. You vote, you count the vote that night. Paper ballots, small precincts where you can count right there on site. There's a million ways to do it, and we need to make it easy to vote, impossible to cheat. And I will tell you that you're right. They need to fix the, they need to bring honest elections to Nevada as well. It's not fair to the candidates. I'm more sad for my volunteers, my teams, the people of Arizona who got behind this movement and have two elections now, the August 2nd primary and this amazing election, were not able to fully embrace the victory on election night. And that makes me sad, because we had the biggest volunteer team in the country, the most exciting campaign in the country. We have a movement, and they didn't get that proper celebration, but we will have it. I do want to say one thing to your listeners. I know you have a lot of them here in Arizona. I know the adjudication, as they're doing signature verification, if you dropped off or mailed in a ballot, answer your phone if you get a number on there you don't recognize. They're calling people, and I found out they're sending letters in the mail saying, we need to verify your signature. If you get one of those, make sure you respond immediately so your vote is tabulated. I just saw a friend sent me one and said, is this a legit letter? And we passed it by our team, and they said, yes, it is. So check your mail and answer your phone. I know people don't like to answer strange phone calls, but just make sure that if you sent in one of those day of ballots because they wanted to check your signature, they might be calling you to make sure that you did indeed.
That's an important message. You know, entire countries all over Europe, South America, Asia, they count their votes in less than a day. Canada, France, South Korea, the UK all use paper ballots. They're all able to count 100% of the votes on election night. It's time for America to wake up and have a change. Democrats don't want that, but it's time for a change. Carrie Lake, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for the work you're doing to spread the word about this. Appreciate it.
We're trying. Thank you. All right, 25 now until the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, somebody knows a business guy in Saudi Arabia and calls me and says, hey, you want to talk to this guy in Saudi Arabia? And I'm like, I don't know who it is. I have no idea who this person is. And I said, by the way, I have something that I'm in agreement with you guys. You shouldn't be providing our energy. We have more than you do. We should be producing it here in America. I think the guy, can you imagine me saying that, Linda? I think the guy was a little bit shocked, to say the least. I said, we don't need your oil.
I think it's great, you know, that you even had the opportunity. I think most people, if we had the oil with your oil and whatever else you think you're going to get.
That's what I said. I agree with you guys. You shouldn't increase production for us. We don't need your oil. We should be doing it right here in America. And so I think it took it off. By the way, I said to him then, I go, do you know MBS? Do you think he'd sit down for an interview with me?
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did you tell him you'll fist pump him? Just say I'll give him a quick fist pump.
What's that?
And tell him, give him a fist bump, just like Joey
I'll
did.
Shake his hand and, you know, expect to die the next week. I don't know.
There you go.
There you go. That's positive thinking, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's in keeping with the theme of the week. Though?
Oh, there's, I'm friends with this media guy, and you probably have never heard of him. Apparently, the guy did hear me. That's kind of surprising, don't you think?
Well, not really. You're pretty popular in Israel, and they hate Israel, so I'm sure they hate you.
So you're advising me, if I did get the interview, not to go?
I mean, you were willing to go on The View. You know, I mean, you seem to like to walk into situations that are, you know, similar to being walking into hell, so go for it.
Okay.
I will not be on that trip, though, just so you know. I'll be very busy that week, whatever week that happens to
be. So one of my sources told me, and I never really went deep into it, that when President Trump, on one of his meetings with Kim Jong-un, that the Korean delegation didn't take a single bite of the food. Not one.
No way, really?
Yeah, and that the reason given was, to me, it was obvious they didn't want to get poisoned. I'm like, okay, what do you think? The United States is going to poison your food? Now, the sad reality is, in some countries, that probably would be good advice, especially for us, right?
I mean, I wouldn't put anything past this government or any government right now. I've never seen the behaviors we're seeing. I don't trust anybody.
Okay, we're not gonna poison foreign leaders. That we'll leave that map to the likes of Vladimir Putin.
All I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with a good PBJ. And maybe, you know, you keep it in your back pocket. That's all I'm saying.
You mean bring your own food with you?
Listen, what did I do when I went to Vietnam? I mean, I brought one suitcase with just protein bars. I mean, and a thing of peanut butter.
You did? She had like a whole bag full
of just one bag.
A full bag. It was,
that's right.
And I'm like,
and I was the only one who didn't get sick.
Do you have any like cheese noodles in there? Any popcorn or anything? Anything worth eating? And then of course, where are we? We're in, I guess, Helsinki and Singapore.
That was a little different.
Yeah, and every day my room is getting swept for bugs in case I'm being spied on. I'm like, oh man.
Well, you were. I mean, that was a real thing.
Well, I mean, we were told in Singapore that everybody that will be working at the hotel you're at is going to be a spy for China. And I'm like, no, come on. And they said, oh yeah, they'll all be spies. And anyway, so they went in and they swept the room and they swept it again. And then they put tape on it. And if the tape was broken, I wasn't allowed to go in the room. I'm like, I'm living like a James Bond movie here for a few hours.
Oh, listen.
And then Singapore was so freaking hot. And we do the show. It was 9 p.m. Eastern, was 9 a.m. Singapore time. And I'd get up and I'd have to throw on a suit. And, you know, they had air conditioning, obviously. And then I'd walk outside. And within a minute and a half, my shirt was drenched. I've never had
humidity like that in my life. It was very, very, very hot. There's no question.
Oh man! And so after the first day, I'm like, guys, I need a fan. I need something. By the end of that first show, my jacket was soaking wet. That's how.
Do you remember? So Dan Hoffman was on that trip, and he used to do his hits. Dan Hoffman.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He used to do his
hits. He was the one making us more paranoid. He, you know, is a former CIA guy.
Oh no, he wasn't being paranoid. He was just keeping us up on what's reality. But he would literally get done the hit and go swimming because the pool was directly next to where were broadcasting TV. Every single hit because it was so hot.
Oh, it was crazy.
It was.
But then I'd do the show every day, and in the breaks, I would get up and I would literally stand in front of this blowtorch of a fan and booming all over me just to, you know, cool me off. It was so much sweat. I'm like, this is unreal.
It was a very bad 80s video.
Double time for this. What?
It was a bad 80s video for sure. You in front of the fan.
It really was.
So bad.
You know, man. Anyway, let's get to our phones here. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Gloria. She's in Indiana today. Gloria, happy Friday. Glad you checked in. How are you?
Happy Friday, Sean, and I appreciate you and Linda. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just so, as everybody else, I'm so frustrated with this. It's so unacceptable. I was frustrated, you know, 2020 election, and now it's even more because we haven't changed anything. And, you know, we just need to stop being so passive and complacent about this. I mean, we actually need to call it what it is. It's just plain shenanigans. It's no good. And I really liked what Newt Gingrich said yesterday on your show on how are we 6 million votes more but only pick up a handful more seats in the House. I mean, I'll just never be convinced that someone, you know, the situations that are going on, we have people sitting in their basements or
Listen, I'm just going to put it very bluntly. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, it shouldn't matter. This should be an area of agreement that this can't happen anymore. You know, since January of 2021, I went on the air and I said every state needs to adopt all these election integrity measures. I won't repeat them again because most of you can recite it with me. I've said it so many times. But if
I'm from the great state of Indiana. I have confidence in our voting. We walk in with our state issued ID, they scan it, and then they'll, escort you to the voting machine. And we have our results real quick.
There's no voter ID requirement in New York. I walked in to my voting booth. They know me because I've been voting in the same precinct for years and years and years. And they're wonderful people that they volunteer their time to do this. And I said, hey, guys, how are you? Good to see you again. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And one guy wanted to engage in political talk. I avoided that like the plague because I figured I'd be thrown in jail if I said anything. And, but no ID needed at all whatsoever. And when you think about that statewide, that should be such a fundamental integrity measure that everybody would want. Democrats don't want it. Why don't they want it? The only reason I can think of is for nefarious purposes.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that in 2018, when the whole DeSantis was going on, they made those changes. And, he did win in an enormous victory. But you almost wonder, because of the way that our elections are going right now, maybe if we had those in place in those states, maybe we would see those same results with those big margins.
Listen, I will tell you, it's beyond frustrating. It's disappointing. And I don't see an end in sight of this. I don't think Democrats want these measures. The obvious answer would be to do what they do in Canada and France and South Korea and the UK, paper ballots, make it a national holiday. All those countries are able to count 100% of the votes on election night, and you know who won. You have entire countries all over Europe and South America and Asia. They count the votes in less than a day. There's none of this hand-wringing, none of this, all right, we're waiting for the next drop. None of this. Are they day of votes? Are they early votes? Are they, are they in draw 13 now we're talking about? Because the tabulators, what's a tabulator, Linda?
It tabulates, and you're welcome again. I'll be here all week.
The tabulator doesn't tabulate. Then you're given a choice to either go to another polling place or you can put it in the tabulator drawer 3, they call them. And that's
so can I interrupt for 1 second? Because I actually have some breaking news on this, and not to interrupt your caller, but Brady Smith is going to call in any minute. He's the chief political strategist for future Governor Carrie Lake. Carrie and Brady just called me on my cell, and I'm going to put him on the air right now. And he has some breaking news that Carrie didn't have a few minutes ago. And I just said, you got to call in and tell us.
Thank you for the call, by the way, Gloria. We love our friends in Indiana. You guys are the best. Thank you. Anyway, Brady, how are you? Glad you called.
Doing well, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so we just talked to Carrie, and what we learned from her is there was 548,000 outstanding votes, and that she only needed to win 52% of them. The vast majority of those votes, we believe, are day-of drop-offs, which would fit a Republican voter profile, and those votes had been breaking heavily for Republicans. What's the latest?
That is all correct, Sean. The breaking news here out of Arizona is in at least two vote centers. We believe that number to be higher. There was an issue with the door 3 ballots. Previously, we thought that number was 17,000 door 3 ballots. There was a issue at these vote centers where the physical barrier separating the door 3 ballots and the ballots that were tabulated was removed by poll workers on site, which caused those ballots to mix together. Now, Maricopa County has said they're going to undergo some kind of reconciliation process here to try to sort out which of those ballots were door 3 and which were not. But what we do know is the door 3 ballots are much higher than 17,000. We do not know how many yet, but we do know those will break heavily for Carrie Lake.
It's unbelievable. We keep getting this information, and it keeps changing. I mean, it's now Friday. The election took place on Tuesday, Brady, and the varying scenarios that change, both in Arizona and Nevada. Explain this to me if you can.
I think this really just speaks to the underpreparedness and the incompetence that runs rampant in the Maricopa County Recorder's Office. They've had 2 years. They've known that folks have some serious distrust in the system and that they needed to do this correctly so that folks have faith in our electoral system here in Arizona. But what they continue to do now is move the goalpost, and the communication out of the Recorder's Office has been lackluster on this specifically. And it's really frustrating for voters to feel like their vote isn't being heard, that their voice isn't being heard, which is why it's so important that we elect Carrie Lake as governor, that Carrie Lake will be the governor of Arizona, and we are going to clean this up so that Arizona never has to undergo this, and hey, you're not having to cover election results in Arizona for weeks and weeks following Election Day.
No offense. I like the people of Arizona. They deserve better than this. I don't blame them. I blame election officials. The idea that Katie Hobbs never recused herself here is just inexplicable to me, a clear conflict of interest. But, you know, there's only so many times we can go through this. It's not only unfair to the candidates, it's not only unfair to the people of Arizona, but it's also unfair to the rest of the country. And the rest of the country wants to know the balance of power in the House, the Senate. They want to know how many governorships they won, they lost. People can accept defeat, but they can't put up with a process that is so dramatically flawed. And for people that say they don't have confidence or in the system, that the system doesn't have the integrity measures that it should have, they're absolutely right. And then that ends to what then the media will call election denialism. When Katie Hobbs loses this race, is she going to concede, or is she going to say, wait a minute, I was ahead the whole time, and then, you know, the last day of counting, I lost. How's that possible? I could actually sympathize with her on that. But based on what we do know about ballots, which has taken an enormous heavy lift to find out, you know, it certainly is explainable. But it's that would be a bitter pill to swallow for if you're a Democrat. It's not fair.
I certainly agree with you, Sean. This is frustrating, not just for the people of Arizona, but for the country as a whole. I mean, when Florida has a population far larger and they're able to get election results very quickly. Now, of course, Florida's results were blowout races there, and, you know, things are much tighter here. But
it didn't matter. All the votes were counted in less than 5 hours. That's the difference.
Absolutely. And, you know,
they can't. We have 548,000 now, maybe more ballots that they're finding outstanding. You know, how many more times are we going to find more ballots in the days to come? You know, which has been happening in Nevada, apparently on a, you know, hourly basis, it appears today. It's so frustrating. I can't even tell you. Listen, we do appreciate you. And I'm very confident that Carrie's going to win her race. I'm worried about Blake Masters only because his percentage of margin now is much, it's a higher bar for him. He's got to win about 60 some odd percent of the vote remaining to actually beat Mark Kelly. And that's frustrating to me because it's so close. And I it's just wrong on so many levels. Brady, appreciate you being with us. Thanks for the update. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink. under the thumb of the IRS and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.